Fishermen on the lower Yukon have had two devastating king salmon seasons, but things are looking up. The Senate Appropriations Committee today voted to include relief money in its supplemental bill. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
The Appropriations Committee has included $5 million in the bill to help those who suffered from the Yukon king salmon crash. Senator Lisa Murkowski is on the committee. She says she had to explain that this was a fishing disaster in a different kind of area with a different kind of impact.
These are subsistence communities, and when you get slammed with high energy costs, like we face out in so many of our rural communities there on the Yukon, and have a fisheries failure so that you cannot feed your families, that this really does rise to a level of a disaster that needs immediate relief.
The Yukon River king salmon fishery was declared a federal disaster in January. The fishery was closed last year and was nearly 90% below the five-year average in 2008. Murkowski says the $5 million amount is based on losses for both seasons.
We all know that the losses that were experienced in the 2008-2009 fishing seasons have left people just very, very depleted in many ways. So this is exceptionally timely and exceptionally important.
Senator Mark Begich says the whole Alaska delegation has been working hard on getting the funding. He says the next step will be getting it past the full Senate and House, and he thinks it has a good chance.
We have a process here we have to go through on our end still, but just having it in the bill, the appropriations bill, is a critical first step.
Murkowski says she hopes to see it on the Senate floor in the next few weeks. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.